probably has to be a chore list I have not completed. And now I'm in serious trouble.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning for Huge FM News. I'm Michelle Mugale. Several municipalities have not yet communicated their plan with Eskom on how they'll deal with the Stage 8 load shedding. Last month, the utility implemented the Stage 6 rolling blackouts, which caught residents, businesses and municipalities off guard. The state-owned entity has since held meetings with the municipalities to encourage them to update their emergency plans to make provisions for even darker days. Eskom Dikazo Motayi says although there is a low risk that load shedding will be wrapped up to Stage 8, municipalities need to plan.
In terms of planning purposes, we need to make sure that those schedules are available. We had engaged municipalities that they need to do the same, and a lot of them hadn't done that. Following our Stage 6 situation last year, therefore engaged those municipalities to make sure that they have those schedules ready and available.
Meanwhile, Eskom says it's not planning to cut off your electricity today. It says its emergency reserves will be able to supplement a shortfall in generation capacity should the need arise. Former Deputy Finance Minister Mondli Gungubele has come out in defense of Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan, calling on anyone with evidence of wrongdoing to come forward. Labour Federation, COSATU and some of its unions are calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to fire Gordhan over the power crisis at Eskom. The calls for Gordhan to be sacked follow a claim by Deputy President David Mabuza that Ramaphosa had been misled by Eskom management when he told the nation that there would be no load shedding until the 13th of January. The EFF is warning it will disrupt the State of the Nation address next month if Ramaphosa does not fire Gordhan. But Gungubele says the minister can't be blamed as Eskom's problems aren't new.
Those who think Pravin must go must come with concrete reasons. Eskom's problems are systemic. They are not new. And I dare say, knowing Pravin, he is the chap you need now for Eskom. I'm taking that risk with its consequences.
And finally, scientists analyzing meteorite have discovered the oldest material known to exist on Earth. They found dust grains within the space rock which fell to Earth in the 1960s that are as much as 7.5 billion years old. The oldest of the dust grains were found in stars that read to life long before our solar system was born. A team of researchers has described the result in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Gold is trading at 1,000